You know, there are two doors. You got God's door and you got man's door. Which door do you want to walk through? You sure? Then you got to get to know him. You see, he's not going to reach out and pull you in. He wants you to come through the door because you love him and you trust him. Let's pray together. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever and ever. Amen. And amen. All the songs that we sing were written by men. That prayer was written by Jesus. Amen. God is good. Psalm 51. I don't know if you know this one or not, but this is the one that David wrote after he committed adultery with Bathsheba. After he committed those sins and their baby died, when he was in his deepest sorrow, when he was sad, when he was torn inside. This is his prayer. This is his psalm that he wrote to him. And as he asks for forgiveness, he knows his God will forgive him. Amen? As he asks God to forgive him for what he did, he knows, because in this same psalm, after he asked for forgiveness, guess what? He asked for blessing. Amen? Because he knows the God of the Bible. Amen? When we ask, we receive. When we give, ask repentance with a heart, God forgives us. Amen? And he says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your love kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Hallelujah. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. That is so profound. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. David wrote that, Psalm 51. He says, against you I have sinned. He's saying, I have done it, Lord, not you, so that you don't get the blame. People don't look at you and say what kind of a God you are. He said, I did it myself. And then he asked for blessing. Create in me a clean heart. He wants God to bless him. And then renew steadfast spirit. He wants God to raise him. Amen? That's what God does with you each and every day. Give him praise. That's how he treats his family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His testimony. We are under a covenant of grace. Does anybody know? It's an agreement with God. We are no longer under a covenant of works. Amen? These are real. These are important. These are what it's all about. But we are no longer under these because of Jesus. Amen? We need to live by these. But we're now under a covenant of grace. Hallelujah. Not of our works. We have entered upon a life of dependence on God in Jesus. Amen? Good works. Good works. You say, what about the word? Your good works are the fruit of your faith. Amen? Of your God. This is our God. Now listen to this. The closer you walk with God, who? The closer your bond with God, who? The deeper relationship releases you from the noise and confusion all around you. The closer you get to God, the more you trust him, the less you hear the noise of the world. The less you hear of all the things that are going on in the world, because they can't touch you. Amen? This can't touch you because he is with you. Who is with you? Hallelujah. As if you're standing in heaven with Jesus. He's with you that close. As if you're standing down looking at the noise, looking at all the things going on in the world. He is with you. Amen? He is with you with that. Especially through trials and tribulations in your life. Whose life? Your life, Chuck. Your life. Everybody. Your life, Fred. He's with you in your life. Amen? All the noises are no longer distractions because you are safe and grounded. Peace that surpasses understanding. Amen. Peace that surpasses understanding because you're walking with God. He is right next to you. Are you with me? This is your God. This is your God. Amen. Your God, the God of the Bible. Now listen, because we're going to read about this. I want you to be ready. This is his testimony. A religion where men make rules and change the rules according to their desires and thoughts. How many have ever seen that? You see it every day, amen? Religions make rules, and then as man makes a rule, man changes the rules, amen? A religion that changes his word, whose word? His word, will always lead you to confusion, amen? When things around you are changed, when the one thing you're focused on is Jesus and you believe all your life and then somehow they change the rule, where does that leave you? In confusion. And I say, if man makes a law, then you believe the law, then another changes the law, where does that leave you? Amen? Where does that leave you with God? You say, well, this is where I've always come to worship. But where are you with God now? Because you're confused. Amen? Then I say this. And God, I say this to God. How can someone hold this book right here, and proceed to lay laws, bondage, and rules that divide? Amen? My church is better than yours. My church is the closest. You need to come to this church because it's the closest to God. Oh, we believe this and we believe that, and this is what you're supposed to believe. Why? Where does it say that in this book? The book says that God sees no partiality, Miss Mary. You know what? No partiality. You know what that means? He doesn't care where you go. He cares about how much you love him. Amen? Hallelujah. I hold that book. But power, you see, power is a terrible, dangerous thing because people become in a place of power and then they put you in bondage because they don't want you to leave. They want to keep you in bondage. And the only way that they think that they can keep you in bondage is by making rules that if you leave the doors, that you're in sin. That if you leave the church that they're in or whatever religion they're in, you leave there, you've fallen, you may backslide. Amen? That's the bondage that they give you. But Jesus said, here I am, who come and loves me. Amen? So who puts bondage on people? God or religion? Hallelujah. Thank you. If you go somewhere, whatever religion, and please don't put one in your head. I know everybody does. But you go to a religion because out of fear. Out of fear that if you don't go there, you're going to go to hell. Then God doesn't even hear you. Amen? He's not hearing you because you're not going there for him. Amen? You're going there out of fear. Hallelujah. If you're kept out of fear and bondage, then I ask you this. This is the question I ask you for God today. Where is your heart? Amen? Where is your desires? Where is your true peace? Does God become real? Is he real in your life? You go to any church and say, are you going to go to heaven? The answer should be absolutely, because I love Jesus. Amen? How many say that? Absolutely. Do we all fall short? All of us. All of. Is there anybody on this planet that doesn't fall short? Not you, Jackie? I thought she was going to raise her hand for a minute. Oh, that was Flo behind you. I thought it was. I want, in my heart, I say I want, maybe I shouldn't say as a pastor, my desire is for you to have a walk with God that's amazing in your life. That every day you don't think about me, you think about God, but you listen to the words and you say, I want to find out for myself. And then when you find out for yourself, amen, then your life has changed. So I ask you this, if you go in these places keep you in bondage and they tell you that if you leave these doors, you're going to go to hell. If you leave these doors, you backslide. I ask you, where's your heart then? Two doors. How many doors? There are two doors. You got God and you got your religion. Which door are you going to walk through? Which door are you going to walk through? And then I ask you the second question. Who made the second door? God said, I am the truth, the life, and the way. But you have to go here to know that. So if you go here to know that, you found a second door. If Jesus walked through the door now, like the Pharisees in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it was the Pharisees knew the book. They knew the truth. Amen? He walked in their door and he disrupted their power. He thought that he was going to take away all their glory because they had the best clothes on and they sat at the best table and they were the head and everybody loved them because they were the head. And he walked in humbly. He walked in humbly and stood quietly and preached to them and talked to them. And they're scratching their heads saying, how does he know all this stuff? How does he know? And they tried to trick him at every turn and they tried to trap him at every turn. Are you with me? Because they didn't want to give up their power. the Son of God stood in their midst. Salvation was right. They could have asked him for miracle upon miracle in their life to save them, to heal them. And no, they didn't ask him for that. The people that knew this, the religion that knew the Bible, amen, they didn't ask him for that. They asked him for a trick. Amen. They wanted him to perform a trick when salvation is right there. And I tell you, every day, salvation is right in front of you. And you've grabbed onto it. You've held on to Jesus. That's your walk. Every single day when you wake up, does that mean good things are going to happen every day? No. Does that mean you're going to have peace every day? No. Does that mean you're not going to have pain in your body? No. Does that mean you're not going to worry? No. But when you have Jesus, he's walking right along with you. All of a sudden, the worry's not so bad. All of a sudden, the waiting's not so bad. All of a sudden, you start believing, and you start leaving that behind you as you walk forward. Amen? And then God starts to change things. Amen? That's God. That's a testimony of your God. Remember I asked you last week, does anybody remember what is the greatest day in your life? What is the single most greatest day in your life? And I tell you, it's the day when you know that God answered your prayer. Amen? Because once you know that God answers your prayer, there's nothing that's impossible with you. Amen? If the world says it's not going to happen, and God, you going to God, say, God, I'm smiling out because the world said it ain't going to happen. I'm hanging on to you. Amen? You draw people to him. And give him praise and glory because it's all about him. What door are you going to choose? Lord, thank you. Thank you for making it this way for us that we can come to you. We can come to you. We can be with you. We can please you. We, one person, can please you through believing. Our faith pleases you. We can please God Almighty, our Father who art in heaven. We don't need a mediator. We don't need to go to somebody else to talk to you. You wait for us to come. You wait for us to draw closer. You wait for us to see. You just love us beyond what we even know love is. And there's so much that we don't even know about because there's so much to learn every day. And there's so much love we don't even realize because there's so much more to learn every day. Love, learn, trust, faith that pleases God. But as you do that, we know, Lord, that it makes us stronger inside. When a bad report comes, we know that we have a place to turn. When the lights go out and the room is the darkest, we know that there's a light inside of us that's going to shine through, that's going to protect us and keep us. You, the God of the Bible, who just want us to prosper, want us to have good success, want us to see blessing after blessing. To share your word is simply all you've asked of us to do, to teach others about you so that they can have a hope for tomorrow. We see, Lord, the darkness of this world, and in that darkness we know we see no hope because they don't have you. All the religions of the world that don't follow you, Lord, they don't have that hope for tomorrow. They don't have that strength for tomorrow. They trust in something that's going to be gone soon, but you're never going to be gone. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. That's why we love you. That's why we trust you and your word, because your word never changes. Your word never changes. We don't have to worry about you changing the world midstream. We don't have to worry about you making a new rule for us, keeping us in bondage, because your rules never change. That's why we can trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, that I just bring you to God closer every day to make you stronger. Amen. Make you stronger with God, not in a religion, but with God. Hallelujah. We believe through faith. Amen. Faith, things not seen. We are saved through faith. Amen. Our salvation. Amen. But our works and our attitude, how we grow, our new life is evidence of our faith. If you're walking with more love, if you're walking with more peace, amen, you're helping others, you're talking differently to others, that's the evidence of your faith, amen. Are you with me? Our works can never save us, but because of our faith, it becomes obvious that we believe the Lord our God. People see God in you. When you see the evil in the world, you understand there's no God there. You see it immediately, amen? For somebody to do something to somebody else so atrociously, you understand there's no God there, amen? There can't be. But when you see people loving and lifting and helping, you say, there's God. When you see somebody in trouble in the world coming together to help them, you say, there's God, amen? That's your God. Hallelujah. And I can tell you this, you can fool people, but you can never fool God. Amen? Can I get an amen on that? You can never fool God. You can never fool him. What's in your heart will be revealed. Amen? And there's something here in these beautiful commandments, these laws that he gave us, knowing that we couldn't keep them. That's why he sent Jesus. Amen? It says something here, honor your mother and your father. You say, I had the worst mother you ever saw in your life. I say, yeah, but she gave you life. She carried you and gave you life. So you want to honor her. And if she was wrong, then you honor her, showing her how wrong she was. But you honor your mother. You say, well, I had the worst father. I say, yeah, but he was there. He gave you life. He helped you. You need to honor him. You need to not talk bad about your mother. You want to be right with God. Amen. That simple one right there. Honor your mother and your father is the beginning of you growing. And was it the old saying that a woman meets a guy and if he loves his mother, that's a good thing. Isn't that right, ladies? If you meet a guy and he really shows a lot of love for his mother, that's a good catch. Because, hallelujah, I love my mother a lot. I'm a great catch. Praise God. God is good. Amen. Honor your mother and your father. They want to take these out of places. And listen, I get the world. The world doesn't like God. Are you with me? Remember last week we talked about the religion of unbelief? Did you all remember that? We have a religion of unbelief. Gary and Marcia, but as we talked about, we have the religion of unbelief have many ministers, and they make many laws, and they have their own God. They've created their own God who will accept everything that they do because that's their religion of unbelief. And they'll tell you all about them, and they'll judge us for being Christians. Amen? But they won't judge anything. In fact, they'll lift up everybody who does whatever they want to do because according to the religion of unbelief, there's no sin. Amen? But these 10 here, thou shalt not murder. Who wants to murder? Amen? So why is that a bad thing? Amen? Or covet? Amen? All the things written here that God gave to Moses were things that we would, if we followed, we'd live a beautiful life. Amen? How many want a beautiful life? But we couldn't keep this, so he sent us Jesus. Amen? How many love Jesus? Amen? We're above this now. We're in the season of grace. Amen? We're in that season with him. Hallelujah. But you can't serve two masters. That's what I said. There's two doors. Two doors. And I know people get crazy with this. But if God told them something that somewhere they went to 20 years in the religion and it was different, and they said they'd have to choose. Amen? The religion made the second door. God made one door. Amen? One door. So I ask you these three questions. Does your works, the things that you do in life, do they bring others to God? That's what you ask yourself. Hallelujah. Do your works and do your words bring other people to God? Your actions, do they bring other people to God? You all are here today, and other people have said, come to this church because you like what we talk about, amen? And we're growing as a family because we're sharing God, amen? So everything that we're preaching and everything that you're doing is showing your works, amen? Is showing your faith by bringing others here. Look at this church, how we're growing. Look at how we're being blessed, amen? Give him praise because this church is awesome. And then you got to ask yourself, since you've been coming to this church, how has your life changed? Have you found more peace? Have you found more joy? I said to Miss Mary last night, and Miss Mary, I got to tell you, more and more, I couldn't wait to get here today. I needed to be here today. Miss Madison is here. I'm so excited about my granddaughter. But the thing is, I couldn't wait to get here to share with you what God gave me this week, to share with you the words. See, that, Gary, is what I was, when I tell you, that's all I really want to do. I want to share God with people. I want you all to know God. The stuff of the church, all the stuff, that'll take care of itself, amen? I don't want to get involved in that. I have an opinion, we'll all talk about it and we'll share that, but I want it to be about God from here, amen? And I couldn't wait to get here today just to talk about God for you for a little while. Hallelujah. So how he's changed your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our Father who art in heaven. Now I'm going to read from his word, brothers and sisters. I'm going to read from his word, so stay with me. Thank you, Lord. I could not wait to get here today just to be closer to God myself. Thank you, Lord. This is John, and this is the book of Revelation. This is the last chapter of the Bible. And remember, John is the one who God, they call the disciple whom Jesus loved. Amen. And John said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was a tree that was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. How many curses? But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. Hallelujah. And his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. Listen, there shall be no night. Say that with me. No night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. This little light of mine will shine through. Hallelujah. Your name, his name, not going to be imprinted on your forehead, but it'll be obvious, amen, that we'll be believers. Amen. We'll be his servants. We'll be the ones that he takes with him. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. And these are Jesus' words. He said, behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And blessed means a place of favor. Amen. Blessed are those who keep the words of the prophecy of this book. Now listen to this. This is so... It only takes two pages for you to understand more about God and feel closer. He said, then he said to me, now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I saw and I heard, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. He fell down at the feet of the angel who showed him these things. And now listen to what the angel said. Amen. Not what man says, but listen to what the angel said. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that. For I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. And the angel simply said two words, worship God. Amen? Worship God. Two doors. Which one are you going to choose? Amen? He fell down at the feet of the angel, and the angel said, don't do that. Don't do that. We're going to worship who? Just God, not man, amen? We're not to worship a man. We're not to worship an idol. We're not to worship the stars. We're not to worship the angels, amen? Because the angels are servants made to honor and worship God, amen? And to minister for us. We're not to worship them. The Bible says two words. Say it with me. Worship God. Hallelujah. And he said to me, do not seal the words of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Now listen to this. It just explains a lot of what you see. He who is unjust, and you see it, you know, amen. Are you with me? He who is unjust, let him be unjust. Still, he who is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he said, he who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Hallelujah. He is saying, let those people who walk in unbelief walk in unbelief. Amen. Because the Bible says there's so many people who want what you have today. There's so many people who want to know what you know today. Amen. There's so many people hungry for good news. Are you with me? They're hungry for what we're talking about today. So there's plenty of people to find them. So you see those other people who don't want it, turn and let them be where they are. Amen. The Bible tells you that right there. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. That is so... He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy. And then these are Jesus' words. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. What is with him? Hallelujah. Listen to who we're going to get the reward to give to everyone according to his work. Who's going to get it? Is a church going to get it? Some religion going to get it? Some building going to get it? Some special person going to get it? He's going to give it to who? He's going to give it to you, Gary. He's going to give it to you, Marcia, to you, Art. He's going to give it according to your works. He's got. Who's got the reward? I want God's reward, amen. I don't want man's reward, amen. I want God's reward. And he said he's going to bring it to who? You, those who, according to your works. Not a church, not a religion, but to you. Hallelujah. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. And he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And this is for us. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. And then he said, but outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. Amen. We don't judge our brothers and sisters, amen. You see things on TV, don't judge them. You see all kinds of stuff, don't judge them, amen. Because they still have a chance, amen. We need to pray for them. We need to bring them in. We don't shun them. We don't say put them aside, amen. We bring them in and we show them love, amen. We try to guide them and help them. We pray for them. Are you with me? We pray for them. But we must remember that those that practice that, we need to leave them at that, amen. Don't get yourself caught up in that. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. He said, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride said, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. He's talking to you, Bernie. Not talking to anybody, talking to you. He said, come, amen. And you've already made that walk. Are you with me? Friend, are you with me? You're making that walk. He's saying, come. He said, I want you. I want you. You got people that you can talk to that I can't. I tell James, my Indian warrior, all the time, you got people you can reach that I can never reach. Young folks that would listen to you and hear you. Sergio, the same for you. Everybody has the calling. You, the closer you get to God, amen, the more you want to share it. But he's calling who? Who's he calling? Is he calling you, David? Praise the Lord. He loves you. He loves David way a lot. I mean, I know he does. All the things that you just know he does. He has to. Thank you, Lord. And the Spirit and the bride said, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, whoever, let him take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read to you five lines, 74 words. I want you to listen to these five lines in the Bible. How many pages in the Bible, Gary? 2003? All of them. I'm going to read to you five lines in the Bible. And everybody who reads this book, Fred, has this Bible. Amen. And this, what I'm going to read to you, is in this Bible. Are you with me? I'm going to read five lines, 74 words. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If, say that with me, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And, say that with me, and if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. 74 words. Anybody changes anything in this book, makes new laws, changes the laws, accepts things that the Bible says are abominations, amen? Any of those things that they add or subtract from this book, 74 words, five lines. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anybody adds to these things, God, who will? God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things say, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Hallelujah. Amen. Help us, Lord, to be strong and to know when we turn to the left or right, to drive us back to the middle so that we are right with you. Help us, Lord, to see when they add or subtract that we need to pull back and stay in the middle. Help us in this church, in the Second Congregational Church, Lord. I pray to Deacon Gary and for myself and for those who talk to others that we stay as best we can in our flesh, preach the word, teach the word, bring these people to Jesus, not to a religion, not to a church. But I pray, Lord, that each week we get stronger and that we bring people closer to you. And Lord, that if we preach anything or say anything that's contrary to the word, that you show us, that you help us, that you lead us. We humble ourselves. All of us humble ourselves when we talk about God, that when we talk about you correctly, properly, not according to our opinion, but according to your word, and that we love others enough, that we love them enough to tell them when they are sinning, that we love them enough to try to pull them back into your arms. Lord, keep us strong, keep us focused, and help us each day to just preach your word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Give him praise and glory.